This is Psychology of the Force-Sensitive Individual, written by Jainas, read by Mr. Born Hero, a Honeywell Star Wars fusion, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Will Graham and Honeywell Lecter. It is tagged for Honeywell is a cannibal, Will is a mess, Force Sensitivity. Will, please sit down. Will scowls at the man and leans on the arm of the chair. Looks around him at the high windows opening south towards the canal, at the richly embroidered drapes with the calamari patterns muting the afternoon light, at the moving artwork on one of the walls, a view of a beautiful city over a waterfall. His eyes finally rest on a bronze cast behind the left shoulder of Dr. Lecter, standing at his desk, fiddling with the heat settings of the room. People he gets nothing from are few in between, especially among humans. But, like the first time he met him in Jack's office, Honeywell is a perfect blank. No stray thoughts. Not even a hint of the low-level mental haze that usually follows sentient beings and gives him headaches when he spends too much time in crowded places. The man could as well be a Togodian. The quiet is actually quite soothing, though. But he finds the doctor much too smug to let him know that without a fight.
I don't want to be here.
You don't have to be, now that Jack will let you back on the field, points out Honeywell, maddeningly composed. And yet, here you are. The idea of a conversation with me must not be so distasteful, after all. What is the Force to you, Will?
You've read my file. Do you really want to make me say it?
I know that your midichlorian level is higher than usual for humans, but low enough that you wouldn't have been considered a potential Padawan by the Jedi Order given the occasion. Which is moot at your age, and considering the fact that the Jedi are now extinct. But it is an interesting starting point, nonetheless. And I also know that what your mind can do is unheard of in many species, even among those with strong psychic abilities. Reading the living is one thing, and sinking into the minds of the dead is quite another.
If you ask me how it makes me feel, I'm out of here.
Honeywell smiles, that thin smile, and walks from behind the desk to sit in front of him. Would you rather have me ask what it felt like to be so close to Garrett Jacob Hobbs when he died? When you killed him?
I had no choice.
I know, and it wasn't the first time either that you were near a dying person. But witnessing and being the cause are two different things. Even more so with your mind.
It is true, of course, but Will is not ready to say it out loud, even to Honeywell. And once more, the man seems to pick on his mood without prompting.
Maybe a change of subject is in order, then. How do you find Chris Malt?
Easier indeed, and Will finds himself answering without hesitation. I like it better than Crescent. Less people, more space, more nature. I like how the planet still has free-flowing rivers, and I adopted a couple of Torkids. But you aren't from Grismalt either, aren't you, Dr. Lecter? If this is to be a conversation, then I can ask questions as well.
Of course you can, and I shall endeavor to answer. I did my alma mater on Naboo,
then spent a few years in Hosnia Prime as a surgeon. But there is Bacta and medical droids. Tending to minds is much more rewarding, and there is a need of trained professionals. Now that there is no one left to guide and help people who can feel the Force.
That's not true. There are sects, meditation specialists.
Did meditation help?
Will shrugs. Some, but they didn't get it. How it is. It's not about feeling the life in all of things, or, I don't know, connecting to the pulsing heart of the galaxy. Not for me.
If the Force is in life, then it is in death as well. And even if there is light, the corridors of the mind can be dark.
And full of terrible things, says Will,
watching Garrett Jacob Hobbs standing near the window. Not the pale see-through blue of Force ghosts described in surviving Jedi records, but a physical presence, only as quiet as Hannibal is to his mind. Both tremendous and dreadful. For the first time of the evening, Will faces Hannibal fully, meets his eyes. Yes, both.
The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a treat for Dr. Fumbles McStupid. I hope you enjoyed. I had fun reading this little Hannibal in the Star Wars universe fic, and I hope you do too. You said you like the Star Wars AUs, Star Wars fusions. And yeah, I love them. I love them so much too. So yes, thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.